Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask for or even imagine. Amen. This summer at the Hollywood Bowl, I can hardly wait to experience one of my favorite musicals, A Chorus Line. When I first attended a performance years ago, I was drawn right into its mood. The theater lights went dark, the curtains were drawn back, and there on a bare stage, the story began with 17 dancers auditioning for spots on a chorus line. The story of this musical focuses on the personalities of the performers as they describe the events that have shaped their lives and their decisions to become dancers. As the 17 dancers are standing around listening to the choreographer, he tells them he is looking for a strong dancing chorus of 4 men and 4 women. He wants to learn more about them and asks the dancers to introduce themselves. With reluctance, the dancers reveal their past. One of those auditioning, when it was his turn, began to sing one of my favorite songs from this musical. Who am I anyway? Am I my resume? That is a picture of a person I don't know. What does he want from me? What should I try to be? So many faces all around, and here we go. I need this job, oh God. I need this show. When I first heard those words sung, who am I anyway? Am I my resume? I was in some sort of midlife crisis. I really did think there was more to me than what I was doing at that time. I had an inner restlessness. I wasn't quite sure of my identity. Now, some people feel quite sure of who they are and what they want to be early on in life. But others may take time to find their true selves, their true identity. And some, it seems, never do. Never find their deepest fulfillment or genuine peace and joy. But we hear today that Paul has found his way, his true identity. In hearing this second reading today, the story of a chorus line popped into my brain cells. I heard of Paul's confidence in his new identity. Through a long spiritual conversion, Paul left behind his resume, his respected ancestry, his career path as a well-established Pharisee of religious law, and his recent success as a persecutor of those upstart Christians. But Paul says, whatever gains I had, these I have come to regard as loss because of Jesus Christ. More than that, I regard everything as loss because of the surpassing value of knowing Jesus, my Lord. That is his new identity. That is the sum total of his new resume, knowing Jesus. When I go to a party or social gathering with people present I do not know, as I mingle, I'm afraid I don't start off by saying, I am a Christian. Instead, I say, my name is Paula. What is yours? And if I can, I say, and who are you? Being open-ended on purpose to avoid an immediate response about what they do. But many do self-identify by what they do or their roles in life. Now, some might actually say how they are feeling about life, and the conversation might go to a deeper place. So once in a while, I drive home from an event, appreciating the richness of honest conversation, and I'm inspired. Other times, I might leave really tired because of how hard it was to maintain surface conversation. Paul did not talk or live on the surface, and no longer described his life by what he did. The source of his life, strength, vision, and purpose were now in Jesus Christ. I was struck this past week with how people described former First Lady Nancy Reagan. She was obviously her own woman and was successful in many causes, one of the most significant in helping create the Reagan Library in Simi Valley. But the most celebrated and recognized description was of the love affair between Nancy and Ronnie, their daughter describing her parents as two halves of a circle. The love of her life was her deepest identity. So we are invited by today's readings to look at what shapes our identity and gives us security. In fact, this passage seems to invite a life assessment. If you were to create two columns, in one column the heading would be losses, and at the top of the other, gains, what would you list under each heading? What are your losses and gains thus far in your life? What means the most to you in your life? In today's gospel story, I'm actually most struck by Lazarus. There he is sitting at a dinner table with one of his most treasured friends, Jesus, who has just raised him from the dead. He's sitting there with a new lease on life. How is he going to live this new resurrected life? What is going to be the new identity of Lazarus? Our first reading gives us a chance for new beginnings. Do not remember the former things or consider the things of old. I am about to do a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. At the dinner party with Jesus, it is Mary who does not care what anyone thinks or says about her. She so identifies with the power of God in Jesus, is so grateful for that life-changing relationship for herself, her brother Lazarus, and her family. She gets up and anoints the feet of Jesus. She bends down because her whole body needed to say thank you. Paul recognizes and believes his relationship with Jesus Christ has changed all other relationships. Yet he is honest in saying he is far from living that truth, but it is his goal, forgetting what lies behind and straining toward what lies ahead. I press on toward the goal for the prize of the heavenly call of God in Christ Jesus. How do you know Jesus? How do you find your identity with him? Which brings me back to the questions I have asked of myself at several points in my life. Who am I anyway? Am I my resume? For Paul, to know Jesus Christ is his answer. Identity theft is a new crime in the 21st century. Someone stealing your social security number can financially ruin your life by taking over your basic identity in relationship to the government and all other credit transactions. There have been three times in my life when I've had my wallet stolen, but I've never suffered identity theft. I've always managed to cancel and get new credit cards, get a new driver's license, etc., just in time. But in the first moments of realizing my driver's license, my credit cards, my insurance cards were gone, for those first few moments, I felt the sickening feeling that I could not prove my identity. And there it is, the question of this sermon. What is your deepest identity? Can you allow yourself to embrace the question and allow the Spirit to help you appreciate that knowing Jesus Christ is an answer? But knowing Jesus Christ is more than gaining simple information. This knowing calls us to identify so closely with Jesus that we find our security for our past, present, and future in Jesus rather than our own achievements. This knowing calls us to identify so closely with Jesus that we seek out where God continues to be at work and join in the resurrection. There is no identity theft possible if Jesus is the answer. Jesus, who said, "I have come that you may have life and have it abundantly." Jesus, who said, "Come to me, all you who labor, and I will give you rest." Jesus, who said, "I will give you a peace that passes understanding, a peace the world cannot give." Jesus, the power of God, invites you to be and to say that you are a Christian. One of our parishioners emailed me the following. Being a Christian to him is being part of a community in Christ and moving out of one's comfort zone to serve the Lord. So as a parish, as we move into our future, let us ask ourselves, who are we and who do we want to become? Let us strain forward together into the dance of life. Let us become a strong part of the chorus line of God. Amen.